30 years ago, legendary Broadway composer Stephen Sondheim might have sensed that the pool of up-and-coming playwrights was a bit lacking and founded Young Playwrights, Inc. The program is designed to foster and mentor promising writers 18 and under. For the second year in a row, an Overland Park teenager has made the cut. In January, his play will be given a professional staged reading in New York. KCUR's Steve Walker reports.
19-year-old Zachary Weaver of Overland Park was writing and helping to produce plays at both the Coterie Theater and the Kansas City Fringe Festival before he could get his driver's license. The Coterie's Jeff Church recalls how, through the theater's playwriting seminars for area youth, he became impressed with Weaver's point of view.
He surfaced to the top because there's a nice theatricality in his writing. That is to say, these are not realistic kitchen sink plays. They're usually set in unusual places like the writer's mind or on the side of a highway or inside a clockmaker's nightmare scenario, you know, crazy stuff like that. I love that because, you know, usually television has a dumbing effect on young writers' minds, and I end up with a lot of sitcom-type setups. And Zach never fell into that.
Around the same time Weaver's play Roadkill was staged at the Coterie's yearly festival of plays by young writers, he began submitting scripts to Young Playwrights, Inc., hoping to be one of a handful of youth invited to New York every year to see their work come to fruition. He won a slot on last year's program, and his second play for the group, called Loganheim the Clock Smasher, is on the bill next month. Young playwright Amanda Junko, who will direct Weaver's piece, says from New York that she concurs with Church about Weaver's unique talent.
We love him. This is our second time working with him, and so we're very excited to have him back. Sometimes it's just the it factor. You just have a sense that a play is sort of complete and going somewhere and has something really focused that it's trying to do. Typically, our winning plays that we see come through are the most cohesive. And I think that's what Zachary is very good at.
Though the Coterie does most of its outreach work in area schools, it has also established a good relationship with a collective group of youth who are homeschooled, as Weaver was. Zachary says, surprisingly, that his mother, his homeschool teacher, wasn't particularly invested in the arts.
The interest in the arts, especially theater, was my own initiative. My mom doesn't know how I can get on a stage and speak out loud. She's a very reserved person. She had other interests that she transferred to me, such as gardening and a love of animals and cooking, you know, and things like this. But the arts thing was very much my own.
Amanda Junko recalls that his winning play last year addressed homeschooling with both comedy and irony.
It was really clever the way he approached the idea of the stereotypical idea of homeschooling and what the perception of homeschooled children are. They're antisocial, they may not be quote-unquote normal, and he actually played into that. Instead of just trying to correct it, especially given his circumstance that he is homeschooled, which when we selected his play, we did not know. But we thought the play was great before, and now we find out that you have a very mature, tongue-in-cheek way of sort of handling this subject.
I asked Weaver if playwriting was his sole focus right now, or he was a Renaissance man of many interests.
I have a lot of interests, but this one is definitely one that I will pursue. It will happen somehow. There are many, many ideas at one time. It's more a matter of trying to focus enough to finish one play, you know, and then move on to the others. But there are hundreds of ideas.
Weaver should find inspiration in one former winner of the Young Playwrights competition, Carter Bays, who's currently the showrunner on the hit series How I Met Your Mother. Steve Walker, KCUR News.